Ganz herzlich begrüßen wir Sie.
We greet you very warmly, dear viewers, dear listeners, to the 10th program of the series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, to His Disciples and Apostles who could understand them. With the word teachings, it could be that many a one thinks of his time in school, but the great cosmic teachings that we can get to know on this program series are a help for every age, for the young and older ones. They are everyday practical tips for mastering the school of life on earth. For instance, they help us to gain respect for ourselves and for our fellow man. With the great cosmic teachings, we can learn to see beyond the horizon of our material existence and to open our eyes for our true being, which is of divine origin. We have Gabriela, the prophetess and emissary of God, to thank for the knowledge about the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. The All-Spirit of God revealed these divine teachings through her at the beginning of the 1990s, and from her opened consciousness, Gabriela gave extensive explanations on them during a series of schoolings. The axioms of the Spirit of God and the explanations from Gabriela are compiled in a 5-volume work. Today's schooling is from Volume 1, out of which we will read, along with Gabriela, who is here with us in the studio today. In the last program, we heard that each person is the temple of God. In today's program, all of us, for we too are pupils and are practicing every day, can learn how we can respect our temple and the temple of our neighbor. We now continue reading.
Let us hear the words of the All-Spirit in His great cosmic teachings. He speaks, "Do not waste any energy, for in this way you weaken your soul and your body. At the same time, you leave the holy place in your inner being, the Godhead within you, and you go outside of yourself. Then you begin to lean on the temple of your neighbor, and you begin to demand, because the energy of your soul and body decreases." Gabriele gives us more detailed explanations of this. How do we waste our energy? We waste it because we want to communicate our ego, because we want to display ourselves. The ego wants to help the neighbor in a selfish way, to put itself in the foreground. We do competitive sports so that the ego can prove itself in competition. These and further egoisms cause us to waste energy. We may quarrel with our husband or wife or our life partner. We quarrel with our colleagues at work. In our thoughts, we constantly nurture desires. We build up pictures of our desires and live in this world of desires. Are we aware that we are wasting energy in this way and that we are weakening our soul?
Gabriela continues, "We are outside ourselves when we are not in ourselves, when we do not relate to the I Am, the divine in us. When we are constantly concerned that our neighbor sees us as we pretend to be, this is the life that is outwardly oriented. We constantly make sure that our neighbor sees us, that he praises us, that he acknowledges us, that he includes us in everything. We are curious and want to hear, see, and discuss everything to show how right we are. That is the externalization of our life. Because of wasting our energy, our senses are drawn outward more and more, and into losing even more energy. Because of the lack of energy, we then want to put ourselves above others. We crave recognition, praise, wealth, and many other things. We become more and more discontent because our senses crave and always want more. The weaker our soul becomes, the less energy it has, the more the person demands for himself personally.
The words of the All Spirit. Then you begin to lean on the temple of your neighbor and begin to demand, because the energy of your soul and body decreases. Gabriele explains as follows. To lean on one's neighbor means to demand from him. This means to take energy from him. We expect from our neighbor what we ourselves do not have, that which is the weakness of our soul. When we drain the life of our neighbor in such a way, then he can master his life less and less. Every one of us is in the school of life called Earth, and everyone needs his own energy in order to master this school of life. But when we draw energy from our neighbor, he may not be able to recognize many things because he has to deal with us, because he has to fulfill this or that for us so that we are content. In the meantime, many impulses of the day pass by him. His impulses, which he cannot perceive because we lean on him and demand of him.
Let us continue listening and learning, Gabriela explains. The one who leans on someone bears the main guilt. The other one who fulfills the desires is also guilty, and so both of them burden themselves. In so doing, they are bound to each other, the one who demands and the other one who lets himself be used. They have to clear things up together. Even if the situation has passed, it all remains in our soul as pictures until it has been cleared up. Every one of us will one day recognize himself in the pictures of his soul film. Every thought is a component of a picture, or it is an entire picture. The pictures remain in us and are also stored in the stars. And so, we are registered. In due course, the pictures will come back at us. We experience ourselves in the jungle of pictures of our human ego. Then we cannot say, "This is not me," or "This was not me." We experience ourselves in the role of our humanness. With the word humanness is meant the sinfulness against the soul. The one who recognizes himself today in the moments of the day and clears things up does well. In the soul realms, he will not have to live through and suffer through the pictures of his ego.
The spirit continues in his axiom. The one who does not dwell in his temple gradually forgets that he himself is the temple of the Holy Spirit, since he no longer keeps the order of the temple, which says, "Abide in you, in the innermost sanctum. You experience and receive everything for yourself and for your neighbor. Within yourself, you sense everything that you should say and not say. In the innermost sanctum, in you, you also receive the energies for your daily work." Gabriela explains about this. To no longer keep the order of the temple means that we no longer think about the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount. In doing so, we forget that we are heirs to infinity and that the divine heritage is in us. Then we live the day carelessly and soil our temple more and more each day. We burden ourselves more each day. To keep the order of the temple means to live consciously and to fulfill the laws of God more and more, so that our temple cleanses itself and we gradually find our way to the inner light.
Liebe Mitmenschen, hineinzufinden.
Dear fellow people, in order to find our way into the innermost sanctum, we have to walk the inner path, because it is only in this way that we establish communication with the innermost sanctum in us. When we have accomplished this by working on ourselves, by overcoming our base humanness, and by actualizing and fulfilling the eternal law, we do not have to ask anymore, how is this or that? The divine in us knows about all things because it is the self of the all. The divine always communicates. God in us is always ready to help us, to serve us, to give us an answer. But for this, the communication with God is necessary. Through the inner path, we come closer to the communication with Him, step by step.
The All Spirit speaks in His great cosmic teachings. The one who does not keep his own temple pure builds external temples or maintains these through his energy in the form of the affirmation of rites, dogmas, and cults, and with his talents and money. He then becomes the prisoner of an order which is not the holy order, God. Let us hear the explanations from Gabriele regarding this. The order of an institution, for example, is not the holy order. Because in many cases, where there are customs like rites, dogmas, and such things, it is said, you must. It is in the nature of customs that they use and often abuse people. Customs often become compulsions. But in the Spirit of God, there is nothing that is compulsory. We may. That is the law of freedom. This is why we may walk the path within, in order to draw closer to God. The may gives us courage. The must, on the other hand, always pulls us down. This is why all customs will fall apart. Everything that is based on force is not divine. Only the weak soul that lacks energy wants to decorate itself with outer wealth. The mature soul that is filled with life force is fulfilled and rich within. It is undemanding. The undemanding person will receive what he needs and often more than that. For God gives to the one who gives himself to him.
The All Spirit teaches us further, he says. The one who is at home in God, in his temple, dwells in the innermost being, in the innermost sanctum, and will never invade the temple of his neighbor and desecrate it. Therefore, never invade the temple of your neighbor with your stubborn wishes, with your wanting, with your conceptions and opinions. Never influence your neighbor in a determining and demanding way, and do not force him to do this or that. If he complies with your pushing only to please you or to be left in peace, then you have become a thief and a plunderer because you have robbed him of part of his life force.
Gabriella explains the following to us about this. Every robbery is sinful, and this sin has to be expiated. When we push our neighbor, when we urge him, we take energy from him. If he does what we want, our neighbor will not come to know his own thoughts and his wishes. He passes by his path through life. When sin breaks open in him, that is, when the causes become effective, then we, who have invaded the temple, will be burdened with twice as much. If, on account of us, our neighbor has to fully bear the effects of his causes, like suffering or illness, because he was unable to turn to the tasks which life had given him, then we are partially to blame for the suffering or illness, for we contributed to the fact that his causes have now become fully effective. If our neighbor dies from his illness, then it is possible that we share in the guilt of his early death. This can grow into a large mountain of guilt that contains the sin against the neighbor, that is, the binding. Day after day, we receive so-called admonishing impulses so that we recognize in time the complexes of sin that could lead to suffering or illness. When we clear up in time what the energy of the day reflects to us in the form of feelings, sensations, and thoughts, then the Spirit of God transforms in us the negative energy into positive power. Then the cause no longer has to become effective.
The All Spirit teaches more about the order of the temple. Respect the temple of your neighbor, for he too shall learn the order of the temple and recognize himself through his weaknesses and faults, which he sees only when you do not block his view, and shall clear up what he is aware of, so that he too is able to enter into the innermost sanctum, into his temple, which cleanses itself more and more. Gabriella explains about this. With our pressing desires, with which we again and again invade the temple of our neighbor, we block his vision. Our neighbor has to look only to us and cannot recognize himself. As a result, we contribute to the fact that our neighbor passes his life by, that is, he cannot master the school of life.
The All Spirit speaks further in his great cosmic teachings. If you observe the principles of the order of the temple, then you respect yourself and your neighbor. The one who does not respect himself does not respect his neighbor either, because he, himself, does not keep the order of the temple, the law of the temple. Gabriele explains the following for our better understanding. The one who does not respect himself does not monitor himself. He speaks everything that comes to mind. In this way, he wastes energy and lives more and more outwardly. He does not cleanse his temple because he does not pay attention to himself and is satisfied with the stimulation of his senses. Because of this externalization, he does not respect himself and will not respect his neighbor either. From this we can conclude that the one who respects himself monitors himself. He puts reins on his speech. He says only what is essential. He is awake and concentrated, focusing on the situations and moments. In this way, the inner life builds up in him, and a spiritual aura that means strength and protection. He will also respect his neighbor. Since he respects himself, he will find the positive in everything and in everyone, and will build on this. He is the spiritual person who is selflessly active. The law of the temple is the holy order. It is the divine will, the divine wisdom, divine earnestness, the patience of the eternal, his infinite love and mercy. These are the seven basic powers of God.
Christus spricht zu uns.
The All-Spirit speaks to us. The order of the temple is the law of the temple. It is the eternal holy law. It is the life in God and with God. The one who keeps the law of the temple raises his feelings, his sensations, his thoughts, his words, and deeds to God. And so he is filled with God, and what he senses, thinks, speaks, and accomplishes bears divine power. The one who keeps the law, God, is one with his neighbor and with all being, because the one who keeps the eternal law is the being.
Das Sein ist. Liebe Mitmenschen, die göttliche
Dear fellow people, the divine power that is in all things is active in light-filled feelings, in ennobled sensations and thoughts, as well as in the selfless words of the spiritual person who is permeated by the divine. His word has bearing because it is permeated by God. The being is the law. As pure beings, we, the being, are compressed law. This means that everything is contained in all things, and we, as compressed law, are in the flowing being, in the stream, God, as the drop of infinity.
Christus,
the All One, gave us the following message to remember and take along. He says, remember this, you are the temple of the One, Holy One, who dwells in you. Therefore, keep your temple pure by keeping the order of the temple. With her explanations, Gabrielle helps us to understand this axiom from the Spirit of God so that we can apply it in our life. She explains, let us become aware that the One, Holy One, God, dwells in us. Because He dwells in us, we are sanctified ones, as beings in God, as pure beings, because we are His holy law, that is, our spiritual heritage. Let us see ourselves as this temple. Let us sense and feel deep into our inner being. Which concerns come to us? Are they still the human desires, the wanting to be and to have? Or is it what our soul desires? Because it longs for purity, clarity, for the light of the inner life. When we strive earnestly towards God, then the desire to sin less and less comes more and more often. Everything is consciousness. It is also consciousness to sin less and less. When we decide to do this every day, then one day it will take hold in our conscious mind, and we will be reminded of it again and again, especially when we fall into old faults and habits again, or when we are on the verge of creating new causes.
Dear fellow people, through a conscious life, our consciousness begins to expand gradually.
Wir sehen und registrieren mehr. Wir erkennen.
We see and register more. We recognize ourselves in what we see, and very gradually we find our way to the innermost life in everything that we meet. Our life becomes lively, it becomes interesting. When we are alert, we discover that everything wants to tell us something. Light and shadow speak to us. Light is happiness and peace. Shadow is what oppresses and what we should clear up. When we clear it up, then we have again taken a step towards God, our Father. When we follow the impulses that the day gives to each one of us, according to his consciousness, that is, when we change and no longer commit the negative that we have recognized, then we can also have recourse to the actualization potential that we have worked for, when our neighbor needs help. We can then understand him and meet his needs because we have experienced and overcome the same or something similar. The absolute law is the pulse beat of infinity, God. The pure beings, the pure nature kingdoms, and all heavenly bodies follow this pulse beat. God is the being and the stream that flows throughout everything. He is the power that encompasses everything. He is the life. He is our movement. He is our being. Let us communicate with a depth and vastness in our soul, and we will feel that the mighty all is in us, the all-encompassing law, our true being, our eternal existence, our eternal life,
unser ewiges Leben.
Liebe Zuschauer, liebe
dear viewers, dear listeners, Gabriele's words let us sense how much richer our life would be when we learn to grasp that we, each one of us, is the temple of God. Today's program had many practical hints. Let's try them out. Let's go alertly into the coming days in order to experience that everything wants to tell us something. With today's reading, we have finished Volume 1 of the Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to his disciples and apostles who could understand them, with explanations by Gabriele. If you would like to read it again, you can obtain the book via bookstores or the Internet. In the next program, we begin with the second volume of explanations, and among other things, we will learn what content lies in the words, the All-Wise One, the Eternal, who knows about all things, dwells in you. Surely a time rich in experiences lies before all of us. We are already looking forward to the content of the next program and hope that you tune in again to learn with us. We wish you all the best until next time. Goodbye and greetings in God.